Random House Audio and Sounds Publishing present Vegas Confessions, Volume 5.
Gold Digger. I met this really hot guy at a bar in Vegas and flirted outrageously with him, rubbing up against him as we were both waiting for our significant others, although mine was really rather insignificant, if you know what I mean. Even after my boyfriend got there and his skinny, rich wife arrived, he and I were still making eye contact. And when I went to the bathroom, he waited for me in the little dark hallway outside, and as I came out, he grabbed me and shoved me up against the wall, digging his fingers into my ass and kissing me like he was going to eat my lips off. He was so obviously rich, and I was so obviously expensive, that we both knew it was a given that we would see each other again. I slipped him my cell number that night, and he texted me at about 3 a.m. that he'd just gotten done whacking off while thinking about burying his cock in my mouth. We texted like that for a couple of days, even after leaving Vegas and heading back to our respective homes until we were both dying. I was dripping wet from first thing in the morning until last thing at night, imagining him fucking me from behind. Of course, I imagined him doing this in a 5-star hotel after we had a couple of bottles of champagne. He told me he was going to be back in Vegas and asked if I could get away and meet up with him. I could. We met up on a Thursday at a bar. We ordered drinks and were sitting at a table, but I couldn't even pretend to sit still. I was making a huge wet stain on my skirt as my juices ran through my thong and pooled between my thighs. He saw me squirming and asked if I was all right. I leaned over.